Hi, everyone, and welcome to day four, the final day of my Woodstock Revisited Flashback Show. The selected music and material of this show is made courtesy of Atlantic Records and their complete collector CD collection, Woodstock, the 25th anniversary CD collection, catalog number 82636-2, which is available from your local favorite music store. It is an outstanding collector's item, and I strongly encourage each of you to add this classic to your collection of rock music and political history. The Woodstock Festival started on August 15, 1969, my 21st birthday, which I was celebrating at the time at Phan Rang Air Base in the Republic of Vietnam. It ended on August 18, 1969. For over 4 days, there were performances by 29 separate artists who performed 226 total songs. The slogan for the festival, 4 days of peace and music. It was an era of peace, love, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Continuing on with the Woodstock timeline. October 24th, 1969. Actor Richard Burton buys a 69.42 carat diamond from Cartier for his wife, Elizabeth Taylor. November 1st, 1969, Sesame Street debuts on public television. November 20th, 1969, the first step towards a total ban of DDT. November 24th, 1969. Lieutenant William Kelly, charged with murdering Vietnamese civilians at My Lai on March 16, 1968. December 2, 1969, the first public flight of the Boeing 747 from Seattle to New York. December 4, 1969, during a raid pursuant to a court order, 14 officers from the Chicago police fire 82 shots, killing Black Panther leader Fred Hampton and Mark Clark, one of whom had fired a single bullet. December 6, 1969, Altamont Music Festival outside of San Francisco. The Hells Angels, hired to provide security, murder an attendee during the Rolling Stones concert. December 18, 1969, United Kingdom's Parliament abolishes the death penalty for murder. December 31st, that year alone, Pablo Picasso, 88, produced 165 paintings and 45 drawings. And among the films released in 1969 were Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Midnight Cowboy, Easy Rider, Once Upon a Time in the West, and They Shoot Horses, Don't They? I will be presenting each day with a selected performance of the artists as they appeared on the stage so that you will have a feel of what took place. So sit back and relax and enjoy this last day of Woodstock. August 18, 1969, the fourth and final day. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Butterfield Blues Band.
Yeah, yeah. You bring a little sister with you. Let her march too. Everybody can march. Have a good time. Said march on along, thinking it's time to move by, sing a glad song, sing a time to win out, and all the people feel so good, treat all my brothers like I should, see all my houses fall and fade, if it's no longer these days, march on along, loving the things I can, trying to be strong, let's train as you with my hand, finger of time, let's not too far. Jealousy and war. Aim my sad eyes into the sun. Think of all people just in one. Ah! I said, people, thank you.
because my daddy did stand. He said, I've got a word, child, it's gonna be the same. You know, I gotta treat my brother wrong and kill him. What a shame! But I know, I tell you, I know. But I know now, there's gotta be a change.
Love it, but then I can't find me strong. Let's make the you my hand. Think of the time that's not too far. Go out all jealousy and war. Aim my sad eyes into the sun. Think of all people just as one.
Oh, on in number 27. Treat my brother wrong and kill him.
Paul Butterfield. Ladies and gentlemen, Sha Na Na. Sha-na-na.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the master, Jimi Hendrix. Thirteen months after Jimmy performs at Woodstock, he would be found dead.
I just say thank you very much, God, for blessing your ears and your hearts. And the name of the group is the Southern Rainbows. You can call it the Band of Gypsies, anything you want. The cat with the purple pants on playing trumpet. That's Juma. Then we have Larry Lee with the head scarf around his face. And we got Billy Cox playing bass on there. Mitch Mitchell. Jerry Vanell. Sweet time. I'm right back one of these days. Sweet time.
Yeah!
the sky.
The late Jimi Hendrix. Well, troopers, that concludes day four, the final day of Woodstock, and Dave Rabbit's Woodstock Revisited. For more information on Woodstock, go to www.woodstock69.com. That's www.woodstock69.com. And again, my sincere thanks to Atlantic Records for their courtesy in allowing me to share this flashback to one of the greatest times in American history, the Woodstock Festival. For more Dave Rabbit fun, audio, and video, visit my homepage at www.radiofirstturmer.com.VNNancy and my official podcast network home at www.DaveRabbit.Podomatic.com. This is Dave Rabbit. I hope you enjoyed the Woodstock experience. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Peace. We are stars.